Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, after the Kohanim would gather in the Lishkat HaGazit, they appointed more people to take care of the rest of the Avodah. Mishnah says, Amar lehem ha-memuneh, the head Kohen would tell them, Bo'u ve-hafisu, come and take part in the lottery for the following five jobs in the Beit HaMikdash. Number one, Mi Shohed, who's going to be the one who slaughters the Korban Tamid. Korban Tamid was brought every morning as the first Korban brought, and every evening as the last Korban that was brought. Really, anybody, even a non-Kohen, was allowed to slaughter the Korban Tamid, but they would keep it internally, give it to the Kohanim, and we would think they wouldn't have a raffle over it. They wouldn't have a lottery because it was something that anyone could really do, but here, because it was the first part of the Avodah, the rabbis were nervous, the Kohanim were nervous that other Kohanim would fight, and therefore they said, let's decide to have it given out by lottery. Secondly, Mizorek, who's going to throw the blood against the sides of the outer Mizbeach, the second stage in the Korban was after it was slaughtered. Somebody would receive the blood and then throw some of it on the corners of the Mizbeach. Thirdly, Mi Mindashen Mizbeach HaPenimi, who's going to clear the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, who's going to remove the coals and the ashes that are on the Mizbeach from the Ketoret of the previous day. Usually they would have when it's coming to the Ketoret, someone who never did it before. Hachamim tell us that if a person brought the Ketoret, they could bring him riches. So they would have a new person do it. But if all of the Kohanim of that watch did the Ketoret once in their life already, then they would have this raffle and they would award a person the ability to be involved with the Ketoret. Mimid, number four, Mimid Hashen Ta Menorah, who's going to clear out the ashes from the menorah, who's going to take the oil from the lamps that was there, that left over, who's going to take out the old wicks, and then that person would also light the menorah later in the day. And then lastly, Mima Ale Evarim Lakevish, who's going to be the one that carries the body parts of the Korban Tamid, up the ramp to the outer Mizbeach. The bringing of the limbs wasn't done by one Kohanim, but it was done by nine different Kohanim, and the Memuneh would announce how these parts would be divided up. Harosh v'haregel, one Kohen would bring the head and the right back leg of the animal. Ushte hayadayim, the second Kohen would bring both of the front legs. Ha'oketz v'haregel, the third Kohen would bring the back portion and the left back leg. Hehazeh v'hagera, the fourth Kohen would bring the fat of the chest and the neck. Ushte defanot, the fifth Kohen would bring the two sides of the animal. Hakeravayim, the sixth Kohen would bring the intestines of the animal. Vehasolet, the seventh Kohen would bring the fine flour that accompanied the korban, the mixture of the fine flour and the oil, which is the korban mincha, was burned on the Mizbeach with the Korban Tamid. The eighth Kohen, the Havitim, would bring the Havitin loaves. These loaves were brought to the Mizbeach at the same time as the Korban Tamid. And lastly, the Hayayin, a ninth Kohen, would bring wine. The wine was brought up to the Mizbeach with the Tamid and poured into the drain at the southwest corner. Hefisu zacha mishizacha. After the appointed one's announcement, they made a lottery, and whoever won, won. They wouldn't make a lottery for every single one of these different things. There would be one winner chosen, and that winner, the Kohen, eventually received the zechut of throwing the blood, even though we listed the fact that the shechita was first. The throwing of the blood was considered to be the more chashuv, the more important task, and the 12 Kohanim who were standing to his right were given the remaining parts of the Avodah in the order that we listed in the Mishnah. So the 13 different things that were given out was the receiving of the blood and the throwing of the blood, the slaughtering and of the Korban, the clearing of the inner Mizbeach, the cleaning and the clearing of the Menorah, and then they would have nine Kohanim, the next nine, who would carry parts of the Korban up the ramp.